starting off with your name and title.
Lori Berry. I'm the Community Development Director of the Iowa Finance Authority.
Today's meeting, what is the idea behind a meeting like today? What's the purpose?
Whenever tax-exempt bonds are issued, there has to be a public hearing. Generally, we hold public hearings throughout the year at different times for all bonds that are tax-exempt that are issued. Because these bonds are being issued for a company that has raised some concern in this area, we wanted to have a public hearing in this area and not just have kind of a pro forma standard public hearing in Des Moines when the people couldn't come and participate.
What is the nature of these bonds in terms of, there's a lot of talk, these are specifically designed for the disaster. Are they unique to what you guys normally work with, these types of bonds?
Yeah, this was something that Congress created back in 2009 after the 2008 floods. They are mirrored after bonds that were developed after Hurricane Katrina. Those were called Gulf Opportunity Bonds. They also had similar bonds after the 9/11 disaster. Those were called Liberty Zone Bonds. They just changed the name and kind of the criteria. These can be used in any of the 78 counties in the state that were declared presidential disaster areas after the 2008 floods. So the rationale was to help the state rebuild after those floods. And the two ways that you can use it is they're either impacted by the floods or, you know, you are replacing a business that was impacted. And Iowa lost so many businesses and had so much property damage that our interpretation is that almost any business can be considered replacing a business because so many businesses were lost. And the IRS allows you to take a very broad definition of that.
And that seems to be the key point that a number of people brought up today. These don't have to replace a specific business, if I'm gathering that right.
Correct.
This is just the idea of business was lost, jobs was lost, anything could come in and replace it.
That's right. The IRS did not say that if you lost a restaurant, you had to replace it with a restaurant. Or if you lost a manufacturing facility, you had to replace it with a manufacturing facility. They opened it up and they said as long as your interpretation is reasonable, that would meet their requirements.
How much of the capacity would this take?
This takes just under half. The state was allocated $2.6 billion, and this is just about $1.2 billion.
In terms of where we go from here, obviously this was a public meeting, no questions and stuff like that, or no responses and such from the board, but where does it go from here now?
We will bring these comments back to the board and let them know what the public comments were, what their concerns were, and then the board has to take action to actually authorize the issuance.
When could that? I mean, obviously, I believe you guys have a meeting tomorrow. We're not talking that quick. I mean,
they could do it
tomorrow. Do you expect a vote as early as tomorrow on these?
Yes.
Anything else that, in terms of the process, any more comments?
I will just say that the Midwestern Disaster Area Bonds expire at the end of this calendar year. So they have to be issued by the end of this calendar year. And there are many states that were not able to use all of their allocations. We were fortunate in that we had a lot of businesses, and I'm happy to send you the list of the businesses that have used it because, again, they're spread throughout the state and in all of these different counties. But this is kind of a unique one-time thing that these bonds would just plain old expire December 31 if they weren't issued.
How far do they have to be along to be considered? Like if they're
they have to be,
like just approving
no,
it? Is that enough? That's
they have to the bonds have to be issued.
Okay. There was also some concerns brought up. Has it been discussed by the board about whether there could be trouble finding people to purchase these bonds? Has that been brought up by the board?
We don't buy the bonds. We don't sell the bonds. We just are the governmental issuer mm-hmm. of the bonds. So it is completely up to the business and their financial partners and investment bankers to find bond purchasers.
Okay, so it's really, it doesn't matter. I mean, as soon as you guys issue the bonds, then that means that they're not going to go away by that December 31st deadline. That's where you guys are.